Praise the Lord. Greetings in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, Chapter 39. The Mystery of the Indwelling Christ, Abiding in This Day. Scriptures. Go in flight out of Jerusalem, so that you may be safe, you children of Benjamin. And let the horn be sounded in Tekoa, and the flag be lifted up on Beth Hakerem, for evil is looking out from the north, and a great destruction. The fair and delicate one, the daughter of Zion, will be cut off by my hand. Jeremiah 6, verses 1 and 2, Bible and Basic English. Brackets. Note the following definitions. Tekoa or Tekoa, pitching of tents, fastening down. A town in Judah, about 12 miles south of Jerusalem, and visible from the city. From this place, Joab procured a wise woman, who pretended to be in great affliction, and skillfully made her known to David. Her address to the king was in the form of an apology, similar to that of Nathan. 2 Samuel 12:1-6. The object of Joab was, by the intervention of this woman, to induce David to bring back Absalom to Jerusalem. Several references: 2 Samuel 14:2, 2 Samuel 14:4, 2 Samuel 14:9. This was also the birthplace of the prophet Amos, Amos 1:1. It is now the village of Tekoa, on the top of a hill among ruins, 5 miles south of Bethlehem and close to Beth Hakerem, Herod's Mountain. Beth Hakerem means house of a vineyard, a place of the tribe of Judah, Nehemiah 3:14, where the Benjamites were set up a beacon when they heard the trumpet against the invading army of the Babylonians, Jeremiah 6:1. It is probable that this place is the modern Ein Kerem, or Well of Vineyards, near which there is a ridge on which are cairns which may have served as beacons of old, one of which is 40 feet high and 130 feet in diameter. O sons of Benjamin, take refuge out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the ram's horn in Tekoa, and set up a signal fire over Beth Hakerem, for evil appears out of the north, a great ruin. I will destroy the daughter of Zion, the beautiful and tender one. The shepherds with their flocks shall come to her. They shall pitch tents on her all around. They shall feed each one in his hand. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe to us, for the day goes away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For so has Jehovah of hosts said, cut down trees, and cast a mound against Jerusalem. She is the city to be visited. There is nothing but oppression in her midst. As a fountain keeps fresh her water, so she keeps fresh her evil. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Always before me are grief and wounds. O Jerusalem, you must be instructed, lest my soul depart from you, lest I make you desolate, a land without people. So says Jehovah of hosts. They shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel like a vine. Turn back your hand as a grape gatherer unto the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ears are not circumcised, and they cannot listen. Behold, the word of Jehovah is to them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of Jehovah. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out on the children in the street, and on the circle of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with the fullness of days, and their houses shall be turned to others, together with their fields and wives. For I will stretch out my hand on the people of the land, says Jehovah. For everyone from the least of them to the greatest of them cuts off a prophet, and from the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says Jehovah. So says Jehovah, Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, whereas the good way is, and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk in it. Also I set my watchman over you, saying, Listen to the sound of the ram's horn. But they said, We will not listen. Therefore hear, nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, nor to my law, but have rejected it. Why does frankincense come to me from Sheba, and the sweet came from the far country? Your burnt offerings are not pleasing, nor your sacrifices sweet to me. Therefore, so says Jehovah, Behold, I will lay a stumbling block before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall on them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. So says Jehovah, Behold, a people comes from the north country. A great nation shall be stirred from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voices roar like the sea, and they ride on horses, set in order like a man for war against you, O daughter of Zion. Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 23, Modern King James Version. And now, because you have done all these works, says Jehovah, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you, but you did not answer, therefore I will do this to this house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brothers, the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore do not pray for this people, nor lift up cry nor prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The sons gather wood, and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough and make cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they vex me, says Jehovah? It is not themselves, to the shame of their own faces. Therefore, so says Jehovah God, Behold, my anger and my fury shall be poured out on this place, on man and on animal, and on the streets of the field, and on the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be put out. So says Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel. Put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices, and eat flesh, for I did not speak to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But I commanded them this thing, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, so that it may be well with you. But they did not listen, nor bow their ear, but walked in their own plans, in the stubbornness of their evil heart, and went backwards, not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt, until this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up and early sending. Yet they did not listen to me, nor bow down their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. So you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. Jeremiah 7, verses 13 to 27. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by, in the light of, his coming and his kingdom, herald and preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Stand by. Be at hand and ready, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, whether it is convenient or inconvenient, whether it is welcome or unwelcome. You, as preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong, and convince them, rebuking and correcting and warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instruction, but having ears itching for something pleasing and gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another, to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, Amplified Bible. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. John 15, verses 1 to 14. End scriptures. Two visions. First vision. Beholding the Lord upon the throne of heaven, I saw that in his face was the appearance of both the jasper and the sardius stone. His mercy and grace were infinite, but so was his wrath. What I saw was pointed to me as a message for those who would listen, for there will be many in this hour who will not listen to these words. The Lord was beholding in the world of men, the common Christian world, as the Lord was separate from it all, and the Lord was separate from it all. He did not have any part of the Christian world, nor was he in pleasure of it. But the entire expanse of this Christian world he did liken to Israel of old, who did not obey his voice nor fear his word. The prophets of old were not received by Israel, and Christianity today does not receive the true prophets of the Lord either. Yet I saw that the Lord was finding no pleasure in the Christian world that had not given heed to the words of the Lord in the Scriptures and confirmed by his holy prophets. The same measure of wrath against the ancient Israel was now upon modern Christianity. This was in present time, even in a present reality in the world of men. And vision. Second vision. The angel then, which held me under my right arm and carried me, brought me in the night by vision to the realm of the heavens wherein the Lord was set in his glory, robed in robes of holiness, golden color, and bright with tapestry befitting his person. I did see the Lord as a flying wind coursed through the heavens at a very rapid pace. The flowing and billowing of his robes around him did flow as he rapidly did course through the heavens at the very fast pace. I was then carried up close to the left side of the Lord as he did travel rapidly with great speed in the heavens. So close was I brought that I was near to the left side of his face, able to see his features and the left side of his eye. He did look forward with that eye unto the earth and to this very present time in the world of men. The Lord was very wroth with the inhabitants of the earth, and his fury had reached up unto his face, and he did move swiftly to bring about his wrath and to discomfit and to end this present world, which had grown to the full in iniquity and in apostasy. I saw that there was no place on the earth that the Lord did not fly over to destroy, that nothing man had made or polluted in the earth would come outside of his wrath, that his wrath would touch every area, that nothing in this world we are in now will be able to be left untouched by the fury of he who did fly so swiftly to complete his purpose. So it was that I did not know to what extent this wrath would flow. But I knew that the Lord was not going to permit this world to continue as it is, but will work swiftly to end all the ways of man, even in our present time. End vision. End two visions. In this very hour, the true overcomer stands completely alone, away from the presence and fellowship of others. They may have had some side-to-side communication with a few people, but for the most part, they are being taught to remain in the prison house of confinement and solitude while the Lord continues to judge their hearts. In the mind of the overcomer, there is a continual question as to the workings of the Lord in their lives, as to his processing and judgments in them. They often do not know or are not aware of the presence of the Lord. He seems far away, removed from them in every sense of the word. The presence of the Lord they long for is often replaced by this question mark and the searching for the Lord in everything that is happening in their lives. Add to this the raging of their own thoughts and the deceit of their own hearts, the open, manifest display of ungodly flesh, and the seemingly endless wave of personal iniquity and continual rebellion to the word of the Lord and the life of the Lord. All within the life of any overcomer who stands apart from all other men. Upon them the Lord pours forth his judgments, which the overcomer can take wrongly and think it to be another excuse for their life to be found utterly rejected by the Lord, rather than seeing that they are actually making progress. The more the overcomer wants to move forward in the Lord, the more the Lord seems further away from them. It is a condition I call war, and it is very real. Sometimes at the very same time, there is an enjoyment of life, a treasured existence in this world by which we are blessed by immediate family or friends, by which we also enjoy the bounty of this natural creation. But we must realize that we are truly under the Lord's scrutiny at this time. He is judging the overcomer and is going to now end that same judgment. The success of this will become evident when the question mark is removed. Whether you can see this or not, or whether you can believe this or not, the aloneness you feel and the separation you have is the perfect will of God in your life, and it is there to teach you to abide in Jesus, knowing full well that he will be 100% successful in having his way in the company of sons and daughters. There will not be any gap between you and the Lord when this gap is closed, when the judgments are done, when the Lord completes this task he has of making you new. Whether you can see this or not, because of the abundance of your own flesh, the Lord will make all that you are as a person to become holy, minus the negative realm. He is literally going to move in a moment of time, in one instance, in a day that is just in front of us, wherein he will end our judgment together, and we will take the entire company of overcomers into a holy condition or state. The Lord will make all the overcomers together everywhere at the very same time, holy as he is holy. This is a real thing which you, the reader, will experience in your life. This will be a working that cannot be done by you yourself, but by the Lord alone. He will end your judgment. I am prophesying that judgment is about to end for you. Right now, you find that hard to believe, but believe it you must, for it will surely come to pass. The Lord is going to return to bring this world into the millennium, and he will return with his overcomers, and they will all be holy and without fault. That is your future, dear reader of this page. Not a someday it will happen. It is happening now. What is the proof of this? Your tribulations. Those trials that hound you day and night and the pressures of this day-to-day life is proof of your soon-to-be holiness. But my trials are just a normal part of everyday life. They are not much different than any other person's trials, you say. Oh, yes, they are. For your trials are combined with the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost. No blasphemy from your person quenches the Spirit of the Lord in you. The flesh and the Spirit he has separated. Nothing will meld them together ever again. It is a real testimony the Lord has set in you, and will not be found without any fault, nor will any man on the earth be able to speak against it. I speak now this word of prophecy unto you, dear reader of this page. The Lord is moving now in the earth to bring everything to successful conclusion in his kingdom. That means that all that is now outside of his kingdom must come undone, so that all that is outside of his kingdom may be made holy and brought into his kingdom. And that kingdom, which Jesus said was not of this world, will overtake all other kingdoms and swallow them up, making them come into his sole dominion and glory. Just think on these things. These are part of the whosoever is lovely things we need to know. Philippians 4:8. Since the food in Noah's day until now, this day has been prophesied. This is the day of the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. That day is dawning, a day that will end the world as we know it, but will replace it with his kingdom, which has always been in the heart of Father, a progressive working by his Spirit, which no one will be able to deny. Everything that is amiss in this hour will be removed. The only thing seen and heard will be the voice of the King as he establishes his kingdom in the world of men. You are alive at the culmination of all the previous ages. The time factor you are in is a time which many desired to see, but died, having seen these promises afar off. Yet you live in the time where these things are taking place. That is my prophecy unto you. In upcoming studies, I will be covering the mystery of Israel's blindness. In that study, we will see the cost that comes to a nation when disobedience is the only thing they know. In the scriptures above, the Lord is stating very clearly that he is not going to allow Jerusalem, as it was, to continue. And now in our time, he will not allow the modern Christian world as it is now, in their denominational settings, to continue. If you look at Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, you will note that the Lord is very sure on what he says he will do. Quoting from the modern King James Bible, "O sons of Benjamin, take refuge out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the ram's horn in Tekoa, and set up a signal fire over Beth Hasarem. For evil appears out of the north, a great ruin. I will destroy the daughter of Zion, the beautiful and tender one." We see that Benjamin is the son of his right hand, that is representative of the overcoming company, those who will inherit the promise first and be raised in the first resurrection as first fruits unto God. Take refuge out of the midst of Jerusalem. In other words, get out of Jerusalem. In this figure, bringing this into today's time and condition, get out of the midst of denominational Christianity. Leave. Do not partake in anything they are doing. Tekoa, the pitching of tents, the place where you must go. It is the place of the blasting of the confirming trumpet, the place where the word of God is being declared in truth and not to the extent of the ear tickling that is going on in this day in all the systems of men. The birthplace of the prophet Amos, one who declared judgment against the palaces of Jerusalem and all the surrounding nations. Flee to where the truth is declared. Pitch your tent there and abide. For Jerusalem, a type of the modern world of Christendom, is about to be judged. That judgment includes all the brash speeches and all the brash phrases said and done as though it were the Lord saying and doing it. You will see this judgment now on the earth as the Lord begins to move very swiftly in this direction. Set a signal fire in Beth Hasarem, a mountain high. Declare it openly, but none except those with an ear to hear will hear the warning of impending judgment. The Lord is wroth with the present condition in the world of men, and he's going to move now in judgment to end it. The signal fire speaks of the judgment from the north, from the height of the fury of the Lord, to remove from mankind his own way. This I declare openly in prophecy unto you. So in the midst of this time sits the lonely overcomer, beset with tempests and storms, a life with a carnal element, but desiring the fuller spiritual element. In all of this, the overcomer stands ready for whatever the Lord is about to bring forth in the earth. Only by faith do they abide in Jesus, knowing that he will complete his desire upon them, and unto him alone do they separate themselves. It seems as though things are plodding along day by day, the same way all the time. But the breakings continue. the cup of suffering we continue to drink from. The preparations happen day by day through the long days of trial and testing until we are broken, but fit for the Master's use. At that point, the Lord will send us to those who are yet waiting for the same consolations, to those whom the Lord must judge and break also. Back into the kingdom of Egypt, your footsteps will go, so that you can speak to the pharaohs of this day and demand that he lets God's people go. Back with this perfect breaking into the systems of man to discomfit, to unsnarl and undo all that man has built wrongly for himself, introducing him instead to the breaking power of the Spirit of the Lord, to deliver God's true ones, still caught up in the bondage to Egypt, back into the liberty that is afforded to them once their lives have suffered the same, to present to these their crosses, so that these crosses might become real to them, so that they learn not to take the Lord's name in vain, but to take instead their own cross and to do the will of God. All we are enduring is teaching us to abide in Jesus and then follow his example and do likewise. The Lord will have a holy people. He will have an overcoming people, but he will also have this for all mankind, for both the apostate Christendom we see now and for all who were born after Adam. This breaking and judgment you have endured yourself will be passed forward unto all who would one day grace the halls and highways of the New Jerusalem. No one will be left out of the same judgment and breaking you endured. No one will remain outside of his perfect will for them once he has remade them into ensamples of his grace. No one will walk in their own way, but they will walk in the way of the Lord continually in this age that is dawning. That is the working of the Lord that will be, but for now is concentrated only on the lowly overcomer, set aside in their closet of prayer. Continue to set your eyes upon the Christ alone. He is ready to receive you as you are into his holy habitation, all for the purpose of manifesting you as a son, so that you can remove death from off of the rest of creation. Learn, as you are presently doing, to continue to abide in the Lord, knowing that as a refuge from the storm, so all men will learn this same abiding. You will be that refuge. You will be the covering place from the time of the storm. This working of the Lord will continue until the whole is redeemed. The grafts are grown fully in, and the kingdom presented belongs solely to the Lord. This is the honor given to those who are in this state, even at this present time. To be continued, Kenneth B. Fisher.